Masechet Shavuot Perek Het Mishnah Vav will now talk about a case where Shoel is liable to bring the Korban Asham and the additional fifth penalty for swearing falsely. Mishnah says, Hechan Shori, a person tells a borrower, where is the ox that I let you borrow? Amar lo, eni yodea ma'atasah. And the borrower responded to him, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed anything from you, and therefore, I don't owe you anything. I don't have to give anything back to you. But in reality, he did borrow it, and the animal died naturally, or it was killed, or it was captured, or it was stolen, or it was lost. And the Shoel would have been liable for any of those cases. The only time a Shoel wouldn't be liable is if he didn't borrow it. So here, he did borrow it, and it died in even an unnatural cause. Really, it's his responsibility, but he's lying, claiming he never got it. So therefore, the lender tells him, "Mashbiacha ani, I'm putting a swear onto you regarding your claim." Ve'amar amen, and the borrower responded, "Amen." He said yes. He took on that swear, but then later on, he admitted that he swore falsely. So in that case, hayav, he would be obligated to bring the korban asham and the extra 1/5 penalty by saying that he never borrowed the item. He then freed himself from the payment, from having to pay for it. When he swore falsely about that claim, he also brought upon himself the Korban Asham and the extra fifth penalty. Like we've been saying, he only brings upon himself that extra penalty and the Korban Asham when his swear was forceful enough to free him from any obligation. We'll now talk about the two remaining Shomrim, the Shomer Sachar, the Shomer who is paid to do the watching, and also the Socher, the renter. Both of these shomrim are pretty much in the same class, that they're obligated to pay for an animal that was stolen or it was lost, but they're not obligated to pay for an unavoidable loss, like an animal just dying on the spot, or if it was killed by a wild animal, or if it was captured violently by a group of thieves. So we'll talk about when the shomrim would be exempt from the Korban Asham and from the extra fifth penalty. Amar le nose sachar v'hasocher. If somebody told a shomer sachar and a socher, hechan shori, where's my ox? Amar lo met. And then the shomer told him back, it said, oh, it died naturally. If it died naturally, he would not be responsible to pay because that's what he's exempt for. V'hu shenishbar o nishba. But in reality, the animal got hurt and it died, or it was stolen by thieves, or it comes with a different claim. He says nishbar, that the animal got injured and died. V'hu shemet o nishba, but in reality it died naturally, or it was captured. Or the third option, nishba, the shomer says that the animal was captured, but in reality, v'hu shemet o nishba, but in reality it died naturally, or it was broken. Or nignav, the shomer said it was stolen. V'hu she'avad, but in reality it was lost. Or the shomer said, avad, that the animal was lost. V'hu shenignav, but in reality it was stolen. In all of these cases, then, the owner of the ox says, mashbiacha ani, I'm putting a swear onto you about your claim. V'amar amen. And then the shomer said back, amen. He accepted that swear. But then later on, he admits that he lied about that. And that in all of these cases, patur, he's not obligated to bring a korban asham and an extra fifth penalty. In the first three cases, where the ox died a natural death, or was killed, or was captured, he would be exempt, because even if he admitted the truth, he wouldn't have been obligated to pay. So therefore, his false swear didn't save him from anything. In other words, let's say he swore that the animal died naturally, but really the animal was killed by a wild animal. So he would be exempt anyway if he just simply told the truth that the animal was killed by a wild animal. So therefore, the fact that he lied didn't really change anything. He would have been exempt if he told the truth. And then the other case is, let's say the animal, the last two cases that we brought, where the animal was either stolen or lost, and he made a swear, but that swear didn't get him out of anything, because the swear he made obligated him anyway. So he didn't save anything by that false swear, because he's paying out anyway. For example, let's say he swore that the animal was stolen, but really the animal was lost, so he would be obligated to pay anyway if an animal was stolen. So, because a shomer sachar is obligated to pay for an animal that was stolen. So therefore, he lied and said it was stolen, but it was really lost, but he had to pay anyway. So he didn't save anything with that false swear. Now we'll talk about a shomer sachar and a socher, when they are obligated to bring the korban asham and the extra fifth penalty. Met o nishba, the paid shomer, or the socher, the renter, said that the ox died of natural causes, or it got injured and it died, or it was captured. But in reality, it was stolen or lost. So then the owner of the ox tells him, I'm putting a swear onto you about your claim. And then the shomer said back, amen. He accepted that swear, but then later on he admitted that he lied. So in these cases, hayav, the shomer would be obligated to bring the korban asham and the extra one-fifth payment, because the fact that he swore freed himself from having to pay for the ox. He swore that it died naturally, or it was captured, or it was or died of injuries, but in reality it was stolen or lost. If he told the truth, then he said it was stolen or lost, he would have been obligated to pay. So therefore, the lie that he said got him out of that payment. So therefore, now that it was admitted later on, he's obligated to add the korban asham and the 1/5 payment. We'll have other cases where the shomer sachad or the socher are not obligated to pay. Avad or nignav, if the shomer sachad or the socher said that the ox was lost or it was stolen, but in reality it died naturally, or it was broken or captured, and then the owner of the ox told them, I'm putting a swear onto you about your claim, and the socher or the shomer sachad responded, amen. They were okay with that swear, but then later on they admitted that they lied. We say patur. In that case, they're not obligated to add a 1/5 penalty or the korban asham, because the swear did not free them from paying. On the opposite, if they told the truth that the animal died or it was injured or was captured, they would have been patur from paying. They wouldn't have had to pay anything. Now that they lied, they said it was lost or stolen, that made them responsible to pay. So they had to pay here because they didn't tell the truth. If they told the truth, they would have been out of everything. We'll now summarize all the laws we learned with the general rule. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Whenever somebody changes from one claim of responsibility to another claim of responsibility, that if he told the truth, he would have been required to pay, and the lie that he said also required him to pay, so he didn't really do anything. So in those cases, petur liftor, or from one claim of not being responsible, he lied to another claim of not being responsible. So if he told the truth, he wouldn't have been responsible to pay, and now that he lied, he's not responsible to pay either. Or a claim for not being responsible to a claim of responsible. In other words, if he told the truth, he would have not been obligated to pay. Now that he lied, he's obligated to pay. In all of these cases, patur. He's not obligated to bring a korban asham or an extra fifth for the extra fifth penalty. But if a shomer changed his claim of responsibility to one that he really would have been responsible if he told the truth, but he got out of it by lying and he's not responsible. In that case, if he later on admitted it, he'd be hayav. He would be obligated to bring the korban asham and pay the extra fifth penalty, because the false swear that he made freed him from paying and what he was obligated to pay. Zak helal, this is the general rule. Kol hanishba lehakel al atzmo hayav. Whenever somebody makes a false swear, and that false swear makes it easier on himself, he would be obligated to bring the korban asham and pay the extra fifth penalty when he admits it later on. But if he swears falsely and it makes it harder for himself, then he would not be obligated to bring korban asham or pay the extra 1/5 penalty.